Let's do Senate Bill 370.
Mr. Chair, I move the -13 amendments to Senate Bill 370.
Senator Courtney moves the adoption of the -13 amendments to Senate Bill 370. Discussion, let's have counsel explain them to us.
I was just going to ask, does anybody know what to do?
Yes, I do.
Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, the -13 amendments to 370, if we go through these on page 1, section 1, repeals the 99 legislation that would have sunsetted the sex offender registration stuff, so it leaves what is currently law, law. Repeals the sunset.
Okay.
Page 3, which is in section 2, this is in regards to internet posting of sex offender information. The language from line 9 to 14 would limit sex offender posting to those persons determined to be predatory sex offenders or sexually violent dangerous offenders. Page 4, page 4, line 22 all the way to through line 5, through page 5 to line 13 of page 6. This is regards to juvenile sex offenders, and this would allow a juvenile sex offender 90 days after the termination of the wardship, that means, you know, when the juvenile court is involved in his life or her life, the he may petition the court to have a hearing on whether that he his registration should continue. At that hearing, the state would have the burden of proving by clear and convincing evidence that the person is not rehabilitated and continues to pose a threat to the safety of the public. And page 5 basically lays out the factors which the court may consider in determining whether or not to end the registration requirement. Page 6, section 4 of the bill establishes presumptive sentence of life imprisonment for a third conviction for a felony sex crime. And page 9, page 9 and 10 and 11 and 12 deal with, and 13, or and 12, deal with when a person is released by Department of Corrections or Oregon Youth Authority or a local corrections, this so they shall notify the chief of police or sheriff of the jurisdiction where the person is being released when they release a sex offender into an area. Page page 12, section 10 of the bill. This is in regards to Oregon State Police. Under current law, Oregon State Police, once a sex offender is off supervision, it goes to Oregon State Police, and they have the they're the ones that notify about where a sex offender is located, et cetera. This bill states that they it limits OSP notification to a situation where OSP determines that the person is a predatory sex offender, or the Department of Corrections, which normally makes that designation, if they have designated a person as predatory sex offender and during the supervision they had notified and at the end of that supervision he was still on a high level supervision, then OSP may notify the public about his whereabouts. And I think that was in some of the testimony we heard about how that has impacted people's lives, I think is the basis for that one. And lastly, section 13, I should say also in section 12 of page 15, also the chief of police of a city or a sheriff can notify a person also, if they determine that the person is a predatory sex offender. And then section 13 is the appropriations language, and I'm sure the chair can explain that part. Section 14 is the operative date of the substantive part of this, which would be January 1st, 2002. Section 4, which is the presumptive life, would become effective 2002, January 1, 2002. Section 9, which is the information about release becomes effective 2002, and Section 12, which is the allows the OSP or the chief of police to notify about a predatory sex offender, that all becomes effective 2002. The emergency clause is there for July 1st, 2001, which is based upon the fact that there's a hole in the budget currently for registration for Oregon State Police.
And just so you know, the appropriation amount is the figure that comes to us from legislative fiscal that is part of the Oregon State Police budget that was left vacant, even though we've passed, I believe we passed that budget across the floor. It was not funded, and it would have been funded predicated upon the passage of this bill. I assume in the Christmas tree bill or reconciliation bill, it's my desire to make this whole thing, you know, connect all of this up, so that if you don't have the policy, if you don't have sex offender registration, if you do, you'd have to pay for the thing, as opposed to just assuming somebody is not going to.
Mr. Chair.
Oh, further discussion?
So you're going to send this to Ways and Means?
Yes,
sir. Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 37.
We have a motion for the amendments on the table, I believe.
Don't we? That's right. We have a vote on the motion. Further discussion on the motion?
Correct.
Any objections to the motion? Hearing none, sir.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 37. Oh, as amended to the Ways and Means Committee, do pass recommendation.
Senator Courtney moves Senate Bill 370 as amended by this committee to the Committee on Ways and Means. Discussion? Any objections? Hearing none, so ordered. 2001.
Mr. Chair,
I don't know that we have enough votes on this committee. We've only got four members.
Well, Roger gives a crazy vote.
But can we do that? Don't we have to have two-thirds on the committee, or is it just two-thirds on the floor?
Two-thirds.
On the floor.
Okay. Two-thirds of the floor is queued.
Two-thirds of the floor. 2001.
Mr. Chair, I move 2001 as amended. Did you open it?
Work session.
Mr. Chair, I moved House Bill. Is it House Bill? House Bill 2100 as amended to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
All right. Senator Courtney moves House Bill 2100 as amended to the floor of the Senate with a due pass recommendation. Discussion?
Just so it's very clear, it's my vote is at this point is strictly a courtesy vote to get it to the floor.
Understand. And, of course, we'll have to be reminded it takes two-thirds votes to pass this on the floor. And, Mr. Dole, you're in the room here, and you don't have any overwhelming objection to this, do you? Thank you, sir.
This is nice to this.
That didn't look overwhelming to me.
Can I ask?
Nor does he have overwhelming enthusiasm for it.
Can I ask? So Mr. Josh, Marquis. Supreme District Attorney Marquis, do you have any objections to this?
2100.
Thank you.
So you get soft on crime, Bill.
Oh, cut it. Don't. That did it.
No objections. Motion passes. We're adjourned.